the Texas Hall of Fame. Electrical Industry of Texas presents the Texas Hall of Fame. It's overture time for the Hall of Fame as George McCullough and the orchestra swing into the marching tempo of Leon Jessel's Parade of the Wooden Soldiers. Music lovers gather, the name of Edvard Grieg is bound to be heard, as his innumerable works are reverently discussed. The gentle Norwegian composed many of the most beautiful ballads of his time and kept actively engaged in creating his melodic works until shortly before his death in 1907. One of the most beautiful and undoubtedly the best known of Grieg's creations is the one Miss Ruth Bickford has chosen as their first offering on today's Texas Hall of Fame program. Ich liebe dich. I love thee, dear. Miss Bickford. Back in 1925, the music of the day reflected a cheerful spirit of optimism in a world where peace, disarmament, and brotherly love reigned supreme. There was a spirit of gaiety and romance which was reflected in the music of the world. And in that year, the Princeton Triangle Club produced a show with a tune called The Road to Samarkand, which went something like this. Violinist Selman Brunoff has been confined in the hospital for the last 2 weeks. Today, we are happy to welcome his return to the Texas Hall of Fame. And for his first selection, he has chosen the famous violin solo, Higher Cocky, by Fubai.
Thank you.
now our commentator, Ken McClure, with his message for today. Mr. McClure.
Thank you, John Hopkins. There is an old Chinese proverb which says, in effect, you who would reach the largest city should travel the busiest road. Whenever economic success attends the development of any area, the keystone in its arch of progress is transportation of goods and trade. And the men who mold the might of nations are the men who haul the freight. From the days of the overland route of Marco Polo down through the years when the spice trail caravan route wound from the Mediterranean across Transjordan, past the rose-red city of Petra, and over the plains of Iraq and the Tibetan plateau into the lands of Genghis Khan, down to this day when streamlined railroads and giant motor trucks follow the overland trail swiftly and efficiently from producer to market and from market to consumer, the men who have molded empires are the men who have hauled the freight. As with every other empire that has been built through traffic and trade, Texas owes much of her success to the ingenuity and perseverance of those who made it their business to haul commodities from place to place. The oxen-powered freight wagons that plotted the coastal plain from Indianola northward pioneered in Texas freight, and later an epoch was born when Texas cattle were herded a hoof along the eastern and western northern and the old Chisholm trails to bring fresh meat to those who were building the first transcontinental railroad. And shortly thereafter, the Iron Horse came to Texas, and as time wore on and this state became spiderwebbed with steel ribbons that opened new markets for commodities, highway development brought forth a motor bus and trucks to supplement a service to the world at large from Texas. Today, this great state, with its wealth of natural resources, is more valuable to itself and a greater asset to the Union because of the splendid overland transportation systems that have been developed and perfected. At almost any hour of the day or night, your person or your freight can be ferried here or there across the vast expanse of Texas in a matter of just a day or so. Texas is the first-ranking state in total railroad mileage, and its motor bus and freight lines travel over 60,000 route miles each year. The two systems produce a gross revenue of over $200 million per year, and approximately 70,000 Texans enjoy permanent and lucrative employment in these two modern means of transport. Together, these transportation systems pay into the various Texas city, county, and state treasuries between $12 and $15 million in taxes every year, and all of them operate on consistent schedules calculated to serve the maximum comfort, convenience, and needs of the traveler and the Texas freight. The electrical industry of Texas is privileged to serve these two great transportation systems in several ways and strives to progress with them in designing further comfort and commerce for the greatest state in the Union. And because of their unswerving devotion to the improvement and development of rail and highway transportation, and because of their consistent contribution to industrial progress, we salute this day the railroad, bus, and motor truck industries of Texas, their employees, and their families, and place them forever in the Texas Hall of Fame.